Welcome to the Sharing Project podcast. I'm your host, Kristen. Join me as I share candid conversations with inspirational people in my life. We will discuss the meaning of life, our soul's purpose, making big decisions, and much, much more. Thanks for being here. Hello. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's me, your host of the Sharing Project podcast, Kristen. All right, so here I am on a solo episode week, and I'm just jumping in. You might have caught my last episodes, which were with my friend Marcella, talking all about our faith journey and our experience being members of the church and all the different twists and turns that our lives are taking in relation to that. Today, I wanted to talk about something kind of related, but just kind of, you know, you're here, bear with me. Might be a little stream of consciousness, not coming in with a super clear plan. And if that bothers you, maybe you don't want to listen. But if you're cool coming along with me, then let's go. Let's get into it. I wanted to talk tonight about the full body yes. And before I jumped on, I wanted to kind of Google where I first heard about that. What, the full body yes? I know that it's something I've been hearing about in things that I listen to, and I want to see if there's someone that I need to give credit to it. And I'm seeing the name Diana Chapman pull up right now on my Google search. Let's see. There's a book called The Full Body Yes. Oh, that's by Scott Shute. Ah, shoot. Well, anyway, The Full Body Yes. I don't think it's something that somebody owns. If I'm wrong, I will come back and tell you. But what I have heard about the full body yes is that we're going for this effect in the body that tells us that we really do want something that is happening. Whole body yes, full body yes is when everything is aligned. Everything is saying yes, our minds, our bodies, our gut, all of us is saying yes, yes, yes. So going for a full body yes, I'm just going to say it, sounds to me really ideal. It seems to me like a luxury to an extent because, and this is just probably my, you know, social conditioning, just like we all have it, right? That sometimes you got to do things that you don't want to do. Okay. This is the voice that's coming in to override this, the freedom and the joy of the potential of the full body yes, is that there's a voice saying, yeah, but sometimes you got to do things you don't really want to do. It's a luxury to be accessing and chasing, in a way, a full body yes about everything in your life. So where do we draw the line? What is the limit? Is there a limit to the full body yes? I don't know that I have answers to these things, but these are things that I'm wondering. Okay, when I was searching for a place to live, when I was deciding to leave my marriage and move out of the family home, which was a very difficult decision and a very long process. This is not like something I decided on a Friday and then went and found a place to live on a Sunday and then moved in the next week. This was like a 2-year process off and on with starts and stops. Going around, I probably saw, I don't even know how many places I probably saw to live. At between 5 and 10, let's say. Apartments, houses, you know, guest houses, ADUs, condos that I either saw or went to see. I remember one time I went to see a place and I just drove through the neighborhood and saw the building from the outside and I was like, well, that's a no. That's a full body no. I feel like maybe I'm better at recognizing the full body no than the yes. Let's get back to that. But when I was looking for a place to live, I had in my mind and in my heart an ideal scene of what I wanted that place to be like. And it was very much driven by a fantasy of me standing in a kitchen in the upper left corner of the house.
facing the backyard at the kitchen sink. And it was a sense that I had of wanting to be in this particular home, in this particular kitchen, with the whole house to the left of me. Did I say upper left? I meant upper right, if I said upper left. Upper right corner of the house, meaning the back right corner of the house. It was just this sense I had, and I kept telling myself and telling people that I was talking to, you know, I want a little old house. I want a little old house. You know, and yet I would go see apartments. I would go see ADUs, you know, those little guest houses people build in their yards or in their garages. I would go see all these other things that were not a little old house because I felt that they were more within reach. Maybe they were less expensive. Maybe they were, you know, what was it about them? Less expensive. Whole, you know, a whole house is usually a little more expensive than an apartment. Or a lot more expensive, depending, right? And when I did go see little old houses, they wouldn't want to rent to me. I didn't have enough income. I didn't have enough, you know, work under my belt over the last, you know, recent months. So I had actually decided just to give up on the whole process of looking for a place. And I said, you know, I need to stop getting my hopes up about these homes and applying and then not getting them. I just don't want to deal with that disappointment anymore. So I just said, I'm going to focus on my work. I'm going to focus on, you know, building jobs for myself and, you know, getting work and just working. And then maybe, you know, I'll go a few months and I'll, you know, have my paychecks to show, my pay stubs to show and all that. So, and I even said, well, maybe I'll be in an apartment for a year or two and then I'll get to go to my little old house. Like, who am I to think that I'm just going to, you know, immediately move out into some ideal place that I want to be? So that's the conversation I was having with myself, deciding how realistic it was, weighing my options, but deep down knowing what I really, really wanted. When I stripped away all of the what's possible, what's likely, what's logical, and I just really got down to the heart of it, I was like, no, my truth is that I really want a little old house. Okay, so let's set that aside. Let me talk about this area that I'm in. So I've always liked this street that I'm on in Old Canoga Park. And back when I was a teenager, I actually babysat one time for this couple from church. I watched their baby, and I think the baby was just sleeping the whole time I was there. But I remember watching the baby in a house on this street. It's probably just three or four doors down from where I am. And I remember always thinking, I love that area so much. It's such a cute little area. So fast forward to, I like to make a long story long, by the way. To make a long story longer, I guess I had alerts set on some website called Hot Pads, which I don't even remember searching. It wasn't like, you know, one of the mainstream ones like Trulia or Zillow. It was this site called Hot Pads, which sounds kind of nasty, actually. But I got an email notification from Hot Pads that there was this house for rent. And when I looked at the picture, I was like, it's a little old house. And then when I looked at the map, I was like, it is right there in my little sweet little spot. It's within walking distance of Follow Your Heart, which is one of my very favorite places, not only because of the food, and actually not really even mostly because of the food, just the whole vibe. And, you know, just really in the center of things. So I immediately opened the email, scrolled through the photos, and I was like, oh my God, like, this is what I've been looking for. This is what I've been wanting. It's got the old wood floors. It's just has a little yard. It had a garage. Okay, so my checklist was like, I wanted to have a little yard. I wanted to have a garage. I need washer dryer on the property. I can't be doing my laundry at the laundromat. Again, who do I think I am? I don't know. I'm thinking I'm somebody who doesn't want to do laundry at the laundromat or down the hall or downstairs. So I had check, all the things. And I was like, I'm not going to go see it. I'm going to get my hopes up. However, the price was listed the same, if not lower, than the apartments I had been looking at. So I was like, well, shoot, it's kind of in my price range. And I saw that they were having an open house that coming weekend. I was like, well, it's an open house. I'm not making a special appointment with anybody to go out of their way to show me this place. Because, you know, there's always a part of me that felt a little bit guilty, like taking up realtors' time or owners' time to see these places that I thought I really am not qualified to rent this place. And I'm just coming because I have to keep looking. I have to, you know, I can't just sit here and not look. So I took a chance and I decided I'm going to go show up for that open house. And I did. And I parked in front of the house. And sure enough, it was in my little sweet little spot of where I wanted to be. And it was a corner house, which is great because it's just got a bigger property. And parked my car in front. And I was like, oh, crap. Okay, here we go. Walk up the brick stairs, which was so cute, and walk in. And I just said to myself, oh, shoot, this is it. This is what I want. And immediately felt just yes, 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 yes. Zero doubt. Zero doubt. And the more I looked around, the stronger and deeper the yes became. I saw the yard, I saw the garage, and went into the kitchen where the realtor was and said, hey, look, here's my situation. What are the chances? And he's like, well, they are realtors and they're very picky. I was like, okay, well, that rules me out. He goes, but it doesn't cost anything to apply, which was actually unusual because usually it costs $40 to apply. Oh, okay. So there's no risk. So apply. And if they want to move forward with your application, then they'll ask you for the, you know, money for the background check and all that. I'm like, okay. So I went home and I applied. Full body yes. There was zero doubt in my mind. And when I finally got this place, because that's my home I'm talking about, I was so thankful that I hadn't settled for less than what I knew I really wanted, even though I doubted that, number one, I deserved it, number two, that it was possible, number three, that it was reasonable. I knew it's what I wanted, but I thought, well, maybe it's what I'm going to get a little down the road, which could also have been possible, right? We don't always get what we want right out the gate. But what if we can? What if sometimes we can? And if we're willing to wait for the full body yes, that we actually might get what we want. So that is my strongest and most recent example of when the full body yes really worked for me. Now, I want to shift to talking about work, because work is something that I've been really working on these days, is, you know, going back to work. And what does that look like? And what do I want to do? And what am I, you know, what do I need to do? What am I willing to do? What am I willing not to do? Not willing to do? All of the questions about, you know, what I'm seeking and what I will settle for. So I'm struggling, to be honest. I'm struggling with the concept of the full body yes, because there's a part of me that's like, well, I don't have time to be that picky. It's the same thing. I don't have the right to be that picky. I need to make money as soon as possible. I might need to settle for something I don't really want to do. And so one of the things that I'm doing for work right now is that does provide me a full body yes, is that I'm teaching preschool music. And here's the thing about the whole body yes. There are some days I wake up and I don't want to do it. So it's not a guarantee that I'm always going to be on cloud nine about something. Like, let's take back to my house. There are days that I'm at my house and I'm like, I wish I wasn't so small, or, you know, I wish this or I wish that. But in general, I'm happy to come here and I'm content. I'm content with what I have. So it's kind of like that with the preschool. There are mornings where I'm like, ugh, do I really need to do this every day? Like this morning, I was like, well, I just saw the kids yesterday. Do I really need to go today? But then, you know, once I can kind of get over myself, any fears that I'm having about it, oh, I don't know what I'm doing with them today or whatever. I get there, and as soon as I get there and they and their little faces light up, I'm like, I'm in the right place at the right time, you know? Not to say that I'm going to do it forever, but it's a yes for now, you know? And I keep showing up, and I keep making it work, and it keeps working for me.
As I'm continuing to seek work, I feel like I've set up this scenario for myself where it's an either or. Okay, either I add work to my already existing work, okay, which is like keep the preschool gig and then add other things in the other hours, or I scrap it all and go get a full-time job that will give me, you know, the financial security that I am craving right now and that I really need. And of course there are outside pressures. It's not just, oh, what do I want to do, right? I don't have the luxury of just being like, well, what do I want to do? It's like, I have to work. I have to make more money. There's really no option. But how I do that, how I go about doing that is the question. Because the truth is that I do have some choices. So I had my second interview for a full-time job. And I'm waiting to hear back to see if they will be offering it to me. And they're supposed to get back to me tomorrow. It would be a temporary job with the option of becoming a permanent position. Well, not, you know, as permanent as a year contract. It's a teaching job. So it's a temporary job, which would just go to the end of the school year. And then I'd have the option to apply to become the permanent, you know, full-time teacher for next year. And it would require me to scrap the preschool and any other, you know, kind of contract-based work that I'm doing right now. It is back in the classroom. And it's back teaching Catholic religion. So if you don't know this about me, if you met me, you know, within the last 10 years, you might not know that that was my career before I was a wife and a mom, is that I was a Catholic school campus minister and religion teacher. And hearkening back to my episodes with Marcella last week, you know, I had a lot of passion and a lot of conviction. Although I've always been liberal and I've always been very open, I was more interested in kind of aligning with and conforming to Catholic teaching in the past than I am now. I still am a little bit. It's not totally, you know, purged from my system. I still have a respect for the Catholic Church, despite any reason that it's given me to not respect it. Because again, like I talked about with Marcy, I've had some really real and beautiful, and I believe pure experiences of faith that in my 20s and 30s, I was very passionate about teaching and passing on to my students. And in spite of any kind of conflict, ethical conflict or you know, conflict in belief system that I had with Catholic teaching, I'd always find a way to make it work and to be able to teach my students in a way that felt like it had integrity while also representing the church. So now, fast forward to where I am now, I'm in a very different place in my life. I'm in a very different place in my faith journey. I'm in a very different place in my opinion of and relationship with Catholicism, especially when it comes to kind of the hierarchy and the, you know, the rules, right? The dogma of the religion. And I'm up for this Catholic school teaching job and I'm having a moral dilemma. And the way I'm talking myself into doing the job, because the job makes sense. I don't even know if they're going to offer it to me. This all might be moot because they may not even offer it to me. And then I just have to move along with my life. But the way that I'm kind of talking myself into it is because it makes sense to take this job right now. It would be full-time, meaning full-time pay. I don't know what the pay would be, but it's going to be more than I'm making right now. Probably at least, I mean, probably twice as much as what I make now. And, you know, it'd be great to make some solid income for the next handful of months with the opportunity to renew that commitment if it works out. I don't know if it would be a good long-term, you know, job for me. It's a school thing. I've been saying I need school things. I need things that fit into school hours so that when I have my boys, I'm not having to sacrifice time with them for work.
it's a great community. The people I've met there so far have been really, really kind and smart and loving. And it's not far from home. There are lots of boxes that this job checks. But this dilemma of, well, first of all, I have to give up something that I love, the preschool work. And second, I have to maybe do something I don't really, really wholeheartedly want to do, that I don't have a full body yes for. And, you know, I mean, I imagine myself listening to this from the outside and say, just do the job for a few months, get over yourself, right? Sometimes we have to make sacrifices. Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do in order to get to where we want to go. So this might be a situation where that is the best path forward, right? That's the most loving path forward. And loving meaning like comprehensively loving, right? Like taking into account all of my needs right now. But there's a little part of me that's like, well, if I already know it's not a full body yes, if I already know it's not just right for me and I can do better, shouldn't I just focus my energy on doing better? And what if I'm missing the opportunity to build, you know, my career in another way here? And if I put a pause button on that, then what's that going to do for me, you know? For instance, I've had the chance to possibly start teaching private music lessons to very young children. That seems to be my niche, right? The really, really little ones. And I've had some parents approach me about teaching piano or voice to their children. And wow, I could run with that, couldn't I? That could fill my, you know, early afternoons and or late afternoons when I don't have the kids, my own kids. Could I build a big enough clientele to, you know, make some good money? It would take a while, most likely, but I could. And now would be the time to do it. Could be the time to do it because the opportunities are there. And that would enable me to keep the preschool job and just add and maybe keep looking for another school who might want to hire me as well, which I have done, by the way. I have looked for other schools that might want to bring me on board. The problem is that all the schools want me in the morning because that's when the preschool kids nap in the afternoon. So anyway, all that to say, I'm at a crossroads. 23 minutes to say I'm at a crossroads. And I'm really questioning this full body yes. And, you know, I know there are no rules about it. Life has its ebbs and flows and ups and downs and, you know, one step forward, two steps back. But I'm just in a place of discernment about what to do. And again, I might be getting ahead of myself. You know, they might email me tomorrow and say, thank you so much. We're going to go in another direction. Oh, wow. I literally, you guys, as I'm about to open the email, 15 minutes ago, I got the email. Are you ready? I'm opening the email live on this podcast. Oh, wow. He wants 3 professional references. Wow. They are taking this seriously. Oh, my goodness. They are prayerfully considering a decision. Would you kindly send me 3 professional references? Okay, guys. Oh, man. You know, I ask myself, okay, would pulling out of the process feel like the right thing to do at this point? And I say no. I go forward, even in trepidation, trying to trust that, God, again, it's like, how much of my decision-making do I turn over to forces outside of me versus listening to the forces within me? And my belief approach to life and God and decision-making and whatever, right, whatever you want to call it, is that it's a both and. Yes, the answers and the direction is all inside of me, but not exclusively inside, right? Because I'm part of the universe. That sometimes the guidance is from the outside, right? We're co-creating our reality. we don't have total control. If I had total control, I mean, the things I would do, right? We have a lot more control than I think we let ourselves believe, but we don't have all the control. It's both. It's both circumstances, opportunity, fate, timing, whatever. And it's what's inside of us, right? Where we can't just materialize anything out of thin air when we want to. We can, though, you know, manifest. So did I manifest this job? I mean, I feel like I kind of did. Anyway, reading that email kind of threw me off because now I'm thinking, oh, who are my references going to be? I'm going to make sure to wrap this up by 30 because I don't want to go on more than 30 minutes on a solo episode, even if I have in the past, because I think that's a really long attention span to expect from my listeners. But I guess I just wanted to let you in on my process, you know, however mumble jumbled it might be. Maybe you were late. What's your decision-making process like? How much weight do you give to your own intuition, your own gut? I know those are different things. And outside forces, do you seek a full body yes? How do you know when something's a full body yes? Knowing that not everything is always perfect, how do we move forward in life making decisions and trusting that, you know, things are unfolding and being willing and courageous enough to take that next step? How do you know? How do we know? Gosh, these are big questions I'm asking tonight of myself, maybe of you. I would really love to hear from my listeners. If you've been listening and you haven't sent me a message, please consider doing it for my sake. I'm going to be selfish. I just want to hear what people are thinking about. I know you're listening because I see my stats. I know you're listening. I know how many of you are men and how many of you are women and how many of you are non-binary, and I know where you listen from and I know on what platform, but I don't really know what is going on for you when you're listening, and it would really, really help me. I'm just going to be vulnerable. It would help encourage me to keep making these episodes if I knew that you were out there. So can you email me at thesharingprojectpodcast@gmail.com? Or if you have my phone number, text me, send me a DM on Facebook, send me a message on Instagram, whatever way you want to. I don't care how it comes to me. Leave a note on my porch, whatever. Just telling me, you know, what you think and how you've been connecting, if you have, to what you've been hearing. It would really help me to know what to keep doing, maybe to know what to change, and just to know that you're there. All right? We all want to know that we matter, right? We all want to know that somebody cares. So show me some love. Tell me you care. All right. Hope you're having a great week and that you have a beautiful weekend. And the next time you'll hear from me, I'll have a guest. All right. Have a great night. Bye for now. All right, as if you haven't heard enough from me, just wanted to get on and say I am putting in the show notes some information about people who have written and studied about the full body yes. And it seems to me, as far as I can tell, that the pioneer of that phrase was Katie Hendricks. Katie and Gay Hendricks are a couple. They've been working. They wrote a book called Conscious Loving that I actually have on my shelf. And they've been working in this field for a long time, so wanted to give credit where credit is due. But yeah, I link the resources to that in the show notes. And again, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. And to catch all the latest from me, follow me on Instagram @thesharingprojectpodcast. All right. See you next time.